Perek Yerches Mishnah Dalet. Sedei Boichel, the field where people cried. So we discussed, this is one of the three types of a Beis HaPras. And there's different shittas as to exactly what is a Sedei Boichel, but the first pshat that we're going to work with is that it's a field where people would gather in preparation for the funeral. They would perhaps do the Tahara there, they would purify the body to prepare for burial there. But at times, bodies were very badly decomposed by the time that they were buried. And therefore, it's possible that parts of the body would separate and fall to the ground in that area. The concern is that being that there were often multiple people tending to the body, that each person would expect the other person to take care of that part that had separated from the body to bury it. And at the end, no one does it. So today, Baruchim, if you have that type of a field, loy nitas v'loy nizras, you cannot plant trees, nor can you plant vegetables that are normally harvested together with the ground, and because we're concerned that there's a piece of the mace over there on the ground. Another interpretation is that if we plant there, that softens up the ground, and then that actually affects the people who come for funerals, they'll end up becoming dirty. However, the dirt of it is going to be tahar, because even though we say it's usher to plant trees or vegetables, that's because of chashash tuma, that's only because there may be something there, a piece of the mace, which is tame. However, we only apply that rule to actual planting. We don't say that the dirt of the field itself becomes tame. In other words, the status of a Beis HaPras is only relevant to the prohibition of planting, not to the actual physical dirt. The dirt is considered tahar, that you're allowed to take that dirt and build an oven with it, and even use that oven for Kodesh, for the Beis HaMikdash. They hold that if you want to travel to bring your Karban Pesach through such a field, where you are allowed to check the field to make sure that there are no bones in the field. So here we're talking about the halacha of a sada shenechrash bakever, that we, perhaps there are bones scattered throughout the field due to a plow. Yet if we go and we check the actual earth and make sure, verify that there's no bones there, we could then permit people to go through in order to fulfill the Torah commandment of bringing a Karban Pesach. However, v'ein baitkin l'truma, if someone wants to travel through a field of a Beis HaPras to be able to eat truma, we're not going to rely on checking it, because there's no obligation of kares. The Karban Pesach, we will rely on this checking, because if one does not bring the Karban Pesach, the chayav kares. However, truma is considered only a positive commandment. There's no punishment of kares if they do not eat the truma, and therefore the chamim did not feel necessary to allow travel through such a field based on checking. Ula nazir, however, if a nazir traveled through a Beis HaPras and we're concerned that perhaps he became tameh, we're now going to have a machlokas. Beshama says, Boitkin, we are allowed to check it, and if we don't find any bones there, the nazir would still have the status of being tahar. Ubeisil says, Ein Boitkin, we cannot rely on checking it, and therefore, even if we do find that there's no bones there, we will consider the nazir to be tameh. However, he would not have to shave his hair and bring a karban. Ketzer u'boidek, what is the process of checking a Beis HaPras to make sure there's no bones there? Maybe it's afesh u'yochel asita. You take any dirt which is movable, meaning if it's hard dirt, that it's clear that anyone who walks in it wouldn't actually move it, so we don't need to be concerned that anyone was moved. Heset will become tummy by moving the bone under the dirt. However, loose dirt, that's where we're concerned. So you take all the loose dirt, you scoop it up, v'noisen, and you put it, l'tech gevara, into a sifter or a sieve, shenekaveh hadakam, with small holes. Umemache, and we crumble the dirt and sift it. Enimtze sham etzem kesar, if we find in there a bone the size of a barley, tummy, then the dirt is considered tame, and whoever went through it beforehand would be considered tame. Mishnah Hey. Ketzad metar Beis HaPras. If we do have a Beis HaPras, what process can be done to change the status and to make it into a field that is tahar. Neitlin mimenu shleisha tefachim, if we remove three tefachim of topsoil, that would be legitimate. A neisin al gabav shleisha tefachim, if we take topsoil from another area which is not a beis hapras and put it onto the beis hapras, that also would relieve the status of a beis hapras. Im natal mechetzei echad shleisha tefachim. If let's say you had a field and you took the top three, which was entirely a beis hapras, you took half of the field, took the top three tefachim of soil, and you sifted them. So you know for sure there's no bones in it. And now, v'nasna gabi chetzi ha'acha shleisha tefachim, you took it now and put it on the other half, that is considered tahar, dirt, and it's as if you remove the status of a beis hapras. There are those shittas that say that even if you didn't sift this dirt, it's going to be tahar, because the whole takana of a beis hapras being tameh is only where it's in its original form. But here where you took it and you placed it down somewhere else, it's as if you took dirt from another field and put it there, and therefore the whole field would be tahar. Reb Shimon says, afilu natal mimenu tefach u'mechza, even if you took dirt which is only 1.5 tefachim deep, and you took it from the beis hapras, v'nasan alov, and you put it on the other half of the beis hapras, tefach u'mechza mimakom acha, you brought in another tefach from somewhere and a half from somewhere else. So in other words, I have my original half of the beis hapras. I lift up 1.5 tefachim, and now I go and replace in the same location 1.5 tefachim from somewhere else. Tahar, it's going to be tahar, because we consider the 1.5 that was lifted to add together with the 1.5 that was placed there, and it's going to be tahar, because it's considered a total of 3 tefachim. Haraitzif beis hapras be'avonah, if someone paves the earth of a beis hapras with stone, she'en yachal lahasitan, which in that case one cannot actually move the dirt, tahar. You're going to be tahar because the whole concern is that you're going to move the actual etzem kisa'ari, the bone underneath the soft dirt. Once you pave it, there's no such concern, therefore you're going to be tahar. Reb Shimon says, afa oizik beis hapras, if someone removes the stones from a beis hapras, tahar, it's going to get the status of tahara, because we look at stones, since they tend to be have many, many stones, as if you lifted up the dirt from one location and put them in another location, or else because as you're picking up all the stones, it's as if you're actually checking the dirt to make sure that there's no bones present.